Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to talk to our pal Chris Russell, who joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. What's up, Rooster?
Good morning, JP.
It's How are you?
Good morning,
Hello,
guys.
Rooster. Hello.
How are we?
It's the Rooster.
Doing well. Doing well.
So what
Casey,
do you think about
back.
This?
No, thank you. Appreciate that.
What do you think about this draft pick that the Nationals made, which surprised almost everyone?
Yeah, well, you know, so it's interesting. I mean, the first thing I think of is he's not a Scott Boras guy. And that's, like, I got a call yesterday from somebody in Major League Baseball that's very involved in the draft but does not work for the Nationals. And that's the name he told me, Eli Willits. And he also said, the guy that went number two, who I had never heard of, to the Angels, was also in play at number one. And I was like, whoa. And the first thing he said was, not a Scott Boras guy. And it seemed like that was an emphasis. And it's not only an emphasis now, guys, think about it, right? It's an emphasis 3-4 years from now, as we all know, right? We keep facing these issues of, are they going to keep Mackenzie Gore? Are they going to keep James Wood? Are they going to keep, well, maybe that this hasn't, Dylan Cruz down the line. They didn't keep Juan Soto. They traded him 2.5 years out from free agency. We know what happened with Bryce Harper, so on and so forth, because it's not only the signability now, which is an issue, but it's also the signability and the flexibility that you have or don't have with these guys when they're 3.5-4 years into their major league career. So I think it is a bigger part and a bigger component of the baseball draft, more than obviously any other draft. And it is, along with slot signings and all of that stuff and rookie pools and all the different rules that baseball has, it leads to picks like Eli Willits at number one, and it leads to the right-hander going to Anaheim at number two out of UCSB, because, again, people don't want to deal with Scott Boras.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a huge factor.
But but teams obviously do deal with them because they draft their kids because they're good players.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if Ethan Holliday is going to be better than Willits. Who knows? I mean, I hope Willits is better. But if Holliday is going to be the better player, then you got to just deal with it.
I mean, understand.
The great players have great agents. Boras represents all the best players. You just got to deal with it.
No, I understand, Jason. But you see, here's how they're going to argue, defend, what have you. And I understand this. The same person said that Holliday's got some pretty big swing and miss in his approach and at the dish, right? And what did they just go through with Elijah Green, or they're still going through with Elijah Green? So can you take maybe a bigger bop or a bigger power hitter, a bigger, maybe a higher ceiling who has some loops in his game when you just got burnt by that essentially same type of thing. So I think with Willits, they're taking the better all-around hitter, the better all-around prospect, and certainly, and this is a huge thing, the better all-around infielder or position player. Holiday projects, according to, you know, again, the guy that I spoke to, a corner outfielder in his eyes. Some people think maybe third base. Mm-hmm. Nobody really thinks shortstop. Willits might be, I think Willits is the best shortstop and defensive player in the draft.
Yeah, and the bigger takeaway, Rooster, is that if you have a kid playing high-level baseball, turn him into a shortstop. Because those six of the ten in the first round were shortstops, and a bunch more littered in the first round after that, too.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, listen, I don't want to make it all about Boris, going back to that, but that is a factor. That is a, I think that's a pretty significant factor along with signability now. Remember, there's a small window. I forget what the date, the date is, but these teams don't get like months and months and months to sign these guys. So they were canvassing, from what I heard, you know, a bunch of different guys and a bunch of different agents before the draft. Hey, what is it going to cost? What is it going to take? What do you guys want? What are you guys looking for? And that does factor in, guys. The baseball draft is unique in that way, specific. You get a big pool of money. I think the Nationals got like $16+ million. The Orioles got like 19 and a half or something like that because of a trade that they made recently. But you then get, there's an assigned slot, if you will, for the number one overall pick. You can go over that slot. You can go under that slot. If a guy's looking for way over that slot, it might take you away. This happened last year, right? When the Nationals saved some money with their first round pick, Seaver King, so that they could go out and get Luke Dickerson. I think that was in the second round, or third round, or whatever it was.
Yeah, we'll see how that pans out.
Yeah.
But, you know, you were kind of hoping as a Nats fan, and I'm pulling for them, that they would take another step forward after the back-to-back 71-win seasons.
Yeah.
And they're taking a step backwards.
Disaster.
I mean, yesterday's lineup, look, they're nice guys, and a couple of them are rookies. Like Brady House is, you know, I like what Brady House is doing. But, man, that lineup had just had no shot of beating a really good pitcher in Peralta. And they're going to take a step backwards, and they might win low 60s this year as opposed to thinking that they could get into the mid-70s maybe, high 70s after what they did the last 2 years.
Yeah, there was no way you could convince me of that before the season. So I was dead wrong. I mean, boy, hell, before the season, before June 1st, I mean, it's all gone south in the last month and a half, and they are terrible. They're brutal. I know C.J. Abrams had to get scratched at the last minute because of a shoulder issue. Miguel Cairo said after the game it wasn't that bad. It was just more precautionary. James Wood looked like they just gave him the day off just because he never takes a day off, and he's going, you know, to the Derby tonight and the game tomorrow night and all that. So, but they didn't have a hit until the two outs in the sixth inning?
Six.
And you're right, Peralta's really good, but they didn't have a hit. They didn't have a chance. And then the eighth inning, I was listening to the game at that point because it was like 3-1, I want to say, and I was just doing some things, and then they bombs away on Jackson Rutledge, and it's like, oh my gosh,
bad practice.
I mean, you know, like, please end the season right now. Please, you know, and I know most Nationals fans are already checked out, you know, and all that really mattered was 1-1 last night. And I guess trying to just get some excitement. And here's the problem with Willits, going back to that. I don't know if Eli Willits, like Jackson Holiday, is that his first name? No.
No, Jackson is his brother. Ethan.
Ethan Holiday, sorry.
Yeah.
Ethan Holiday would have provided a jolt of excitement, I think, or hope, like perceptually, to this fan base. I don't know if Eli Willits does.
Right.
Even though he might be a better all-around player, I don't know if he does.
Yeah.
You're right.
I don't know that he does, but I just want him to pick the best one. And if they picked a guy based on his agent and the money dispersed and all that, that's less than ideal. And, you know, these guys are going to be judged on this for years to come.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right, Eric. I mean, and again, I want to point out that's not the only reason you make that pick, but that is a big reason, and it's a much, much, much bigger thing than I ever thought it would be. And ultimately, it has become like the industry thing over the last five or so years.
All right,
Roosty. We are, I don't know, 13 days, maybe 12 days away from the first practice.
Yeah.
I know the rookies.
July 23rd is the first practice.
23rd, okay, yeah. So 9 days. I guess the first, the 27th is the first practice open to fans. But,
yeah.
But we're not that far away. All right, we're getting through the doldrums of July. But the big issue, of course, is T-Mac.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mm-hmm. I still think he's going to get something done. I don't think they want to lose him. I don't think they're going to trade him. But what's your gut tell you?
I think they'll get something done eventually. But I said last week, I wouldn't be surprised if we get to mid-August and Terry's holding out and they haven't gotten a deal and it doesn't seem like they're really close on either end. And again, that's going to be based on reports, not based on what we actually know, because none of us are in the negotiations. If we get to, like, I don't know, August 10th, August 12th, somewhere in that range, and then there's a permission granted to explore a trade or a request for a trade, I wouldn't be surprised by that. I put it at 15-20% last week. I put it at 5% that ultimately at some point he would get traded. Those aren't great odds.
Isn't that a huge step backwards, though, for this team? I don't care what they get.
Absolutely.
In the future.
Absolutely.
Huge
no doubt.
Step backward. They're
no
supposed
doubt.
To win now.
But I think the divide, you know, again, is complicated because I think they're looking at contracts like Mike Evans and the extension that he signed a couple of years ago in Tampa, which is like $24 million a year,
like
at
outlier.
A similar age, you know, and then Terry's got to be looking, and his camp have got to be looking at DK Metcalf plus. And that's $33+ million a year, even though DK is significantly younger. So there's a divide based on age, based on production, based on all of that stuff. But age seems to be kind of a driving force here. If the Commanders are holding hard at $28-29 million, I don't know, guys, if this is getting done. If they're willing to come to 31, maybe it gets done and Terry just says, all right, I'll bite the bullet a little bit, even though I know I could get more. But it just depends on where the Commanders are. It depends on how dug in both sides are, but it depends on where the Commanders are willing to go. And I understand that they are leery of paying a 30-plus-year-old receiver $33, $34 million. I get it. I understand it. It's not their fault that Pittsburgh made a stupid mistake with DK Metcalf, but that's what the market is, and that's what these agents do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I would try to land in between what Amon-Ra St. Brown and A.J. Brown are making. That's
yeah.
It's $31 million because
yeah.
A.J.
Yeah.
Brown's making $32 million. Amon-Ra St. Brown's at 30.
Yeah.
Let's land there and let's get the guy in.
Yeah, if they're willing to come up to that, and you know, that was kind of the hope on my end, I guess, for whatever little I my end counts. But to your point, Cakesy, you know, if you can do that, then I think Terry maybe says, all right, look, maybe I can get another million from the, you know, if I'm a jackass and I hold out and I force a trade or whatever. But then he ruins his legacy here, right? Mm-hmm. Terry is very, unlike most athletes that I cover, Terry is very, very, very self-aware of his value to this community and this team and this organization and how he's viewed. So I don't see him driving that hard of a bargain if the Commanders are fair. And again, by fair, I don't mean, look, fair is $28 million a year and then some, but you know, in NFL parlance, that's not fair compared to everyone else. And here's the other thing. Terry had no leverage, or he didn't have a lot of leverage 3 years ago when he negotiated the contract, guys. He has a ton of leverage now. He was averaging 4.5 touchdowns a year for 4 years of his career. Yes, because of a bad situation. He's coming off of a 16 touchdown year if you include the post season, 16 and 20 games.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you devalue that in like if you're Terry and you look in the mirror and say, wait a second, why should I have to take $27 million or $28 million?
Yeah. And I think he plays younger than his age, yes, to be honest with you.
But, yeah. No, I agree.
I know they're not going to get off of it. So
I agree.
So our guy, Chris Russell. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, guys. Always good to be on with you. All appreciate right. you.
Listen to it later today on the Team 980. Remember, coming up in an hour, we'll talk some movies with Kevin McCarthy right here on the Junkies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.